Welcome to Mind and Mindset. I am Erin Hart, a registered nurse health coach, and I empower women to lose weight for the last time with the sugar and flour free lifestyle. And in my Year of You program, I guarantee that you'll achieve your goal body within a year, or I'll coach you for free until you do. You can find peace with your food and your body and freedom from cravings. In today's Monday Mindset video, we are going to discuss the importance of transformational language. Because your words and your internal dialogue matter. We become what we think about most of the time. So guard the doors of your mind and only allow those empowering thoughts in there. Think about what you're thinking and saying today. Transformational language is the language that we use each day to help us to develop certainty in the achievement of our goals. And that helps us to actually bring those goals into fruition. But right now, I totally understand that you may lack the confidence that you can achieve your success with your goal body this year. And I just want you to know that that's okay. The way that you gain confidence is to do hard things and not die. And I remember feeling the same way when I was 284 pounds, and I just wasn't sure I could do it. But the good news is that you don't need confidence, you just need a little bit of hope. And then you gotta just take action with the winning strategy. The confidence comes later, but I do want to invite you to fake it until you make it. And what I mean is to use transformational language, even if you aren't totally certain that you can do this, because you are capable of so much more than you think that you are. And what usually holds us back from extraordinary success in our lives is right here in between our two ears, our brains, our thoughts. We put limitations on ourselves, and those become self-fulfilling. So the way that we think and talk with ourselves, it matters and is part of mastering our mindset so that we can win the mental game of weight loss. If you can have an empowering mindset and internal dialogue when it comes to your goals, and when it comes to your program and your relationship with food, I'm telling you, you are halfway there. So what is transformational language? And why is that so important? Transformational language is a term I heard from Tony Robbins, and I just think it's such a powerful tool to help us to achieve our goal. And I remember in the beginning of my journey, I was talking to my sister. She is like this go-getter businesswoman, and she's done a lot of mindset work. And when I was and I knew she'd be really supportive of me. But when I was 284 pounds, I was telling her about my goal to lose all my excess weight with a sugar and flour free lifestyle. And as I was talking to her about this, I used a bad word. I used the word if. I told her, if I get to my goal, and then she immediately stopped me. Whoa, 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 whoa. And she corrected me. She's like, Erin, she taught me this principle. She said, Erin, our words matter. Instead of saying the word if, say when. And I'll never forget that, because from that point on, I approached my language around my goals program with certainty. And nothing changed except the way I spoke. I started thinking that way too. And it wasn't a matter of if I'd get to my goal, but when. It was going to happen, and it did. I lost 125 pounds, and I've been in maintenance for a couple of years, right? It's such a miracle in my life, and this week is exciting because it marks 3 years since I started the sugar and flour free lifestyle. If I can do it, so can you. So there are a few words but I want you to forget a few words and completely remove these from your vocabulary, okay? So you already know when. Forget the word if and replace it with when. Forget the words I want to or I'll try to, right? I'll try to do it. I want to do it. No, okay? Did you guys watch Star Wars? What does Yoda say? He says, do or do not. There is no try. So replace try with the word will. Not that I'll try to stay on plan this week, but I will stay on plan this week. And this is how we develop self-integrity. It's by keeping promises that we make to ourselves. So that when you say you will, that means something. And it's a powerful thing to rebuild trust with yourself. You may lack trust with yourself because you've broken so many promises to yourself. And I bet that you're a person that is really honest and you keep promises to everyone else, but you're okay with breaking promises to yourself sometimes, right? We gotta change that. The path to an extraordinary life is forged by keeping the promises that you make to yourself. And it feels so good to have that self-integrity. But I'm not perfect at this either. But I love what Will Smith says in his book. He says that he may break a promise to other people, but he would never break a promise to himself. And that's why he's been so successful. And I'm not saying that we should ever break promises to others, but why is it okay to break those promises to ourselves when we tell ourselves that we will do something? So you may not trust yourself yet, but just like, when a child or a spouse or a friend breaks your confidence and you lose trust with them, it can take time to rebuild that relationship of confidence and trust. But the way to rebuild trust in any relationship, including with yourself, is to keep the promises that you make and follow through every time. So those relationships can be restored, that confidence and our integrity when we follow through on what we say that we're going to do. That can be restored in us. So words matter. Forget the words good and bad in terms of when you're talking about your program or your food, right? The words good and bad, it moralizes our food. And food is not a moral issue. So let me ask you, if you saw your child eating, a donut, would you say or think that, they are a bad person? Like, no, of course not. If you saw someone on the street eating an apple, would you think, like, wow, that is such a good person? Again, no, like, we are not good or bad because of what we eat. We are all inherently good and have worth because we're children of God. You have that divine heritage and you have worth, not because of your food and even despite your actions and choices, right? You still have worth and are loved by God. So I hear this one all the time. And how many of us have said, like, I was so good today, or I ate bad, or even worse, I was bad today, right? Be really careful with your words, and especially those I am statements. These are powerful identity statements. And we build our identities by listening to our words and thoughts and watching our own behavior. So be careful what you're saying to yourself. You're building your identity by listening to what you say to yourself, that internal dialogue. Sometimes we say and think that we are good or bad because of what we eat. But we have to stop putting judgment on ourselves because of our food. I'd like to invite you to instead just be factual. Okay, so you could say, today I stayed on my plan. Or if you didn't say, today I ate off my plan at lunch, but I got back on at dinner, back on track at dinner. Like, do you see how it just removes the shame and guilt? It's just factual without the drama, without the judgment. And it creates different feelings when we say that I was so bad today, right? We gotta stop talking to ourselves that way. That's transformational language, being factual, being empowering, and ditching the words that create stagnation, shame, and guilt. So more words that I recommend that you forget are the words should and shouldn't. Okay, don't should all over yourself, as Tony Robbins said. We have to change our shoulds into musts, right? If we feel there is something that's going to improve our life and make us and help us to live a better life, like, we have to choose, instead say, I choose to, or I choose not to. And if it's something that you really know is going to improve the quality of your life and help you to become the person that you want to become, don't say should, say must. Okay, should feels like an external force putting judgment on you, but the more empowering language would be to say I must, or I choose to, or I choose not to. Just take extreme ownership of your actions and your decisions. You control your destiny. Always and never is another one. Nothing and no one is always, always. Okay, hold on. Nothing and no one is ever always and or never something. So, always and never are absolutes and extremes. So, like saying, I always go off plan or I never follow through, right? Be careful how you talk to yourself. Those are absolutes, those are extremes, and those words don't allow you room to change or grow. This process, we're not going to be perfect at it at first. We're like learning a new instrument, learning a new skill. And so we're going to make mistakes in the beginning, but that's how we learn. And so give yourself some room to grow. So we are never always or never something. I know I just said never, but we have the ability to progress and learn and improve. So all of these words we've talked about are like curse words in my family now. And I really laugh because my 8-year-old daughter, a couple of years ago, I remember that she told me that someone in our family said a bad word. Her sister said a bad word. And she said that they said the C word. And I was like, what is the C word? And I was like going through my mind all the. So, and I'm like, what did she hear? And so she said that. We were skiing and her sister said can't, that she couldn't do it. And I love that she thinks that can't is a curse word because it really is. We don't say that. We can and or we will, but maybe we won't or we don't. We have the power within us to act and we can if we choose to. So I tell her that we don't say the word can't when we go skiing or on a hike. Skiing or hiking is really hard for my little girls sometimes. But we use those mantras like strong mind, strong body, and we like chant that going up the hill. But I was really proud of her. We hiked a couple of years ago. We hiked to the Timpinogos Caves, and it's this really steep hike. Especially for a little kid, and it took us so long. It took us 5 hours up and down. But they really wanted to go through the tour of the Timpinogos Caves, and they didn't give up. But she cried the whole way up. She didn't want to turn around, but she cried the whole way up. And what really helped her was having that mantra, strong mind, strong body. And there were these little number landmarks along the way, and we would just get to the next one. And our journey is just a lot like that hike. We just keep our head down one step after another. And before you know it, you just get to the next landmark, win the day today, that's all. And then we win the day tomorrow. You just keep taking small steps until you look back and you see how far you've come. So we can do more than we think that we can. So ditch those thoughts that are holding you back from achieving your goals. Embrace the transformational language and approach your goals and your life with confidence. You may not have confidence in yourself yet, but use those words and that transformational language because, like we said, how do you gain confidence? You do hard things and you don't die. So you change your identity by deciding who you want to be and then proving it to yourself. With your thoughts and your words and your actions, right? With small wins. And even if you don't believe in yourself yet, tell other people and tell yourself that you can and that you will. Get rid of the shame and guilt by being factual about your food and your actions by, ditch those words like good and bad and should and shouldn't that moralize our food. Take ownership of your actions and choices. By saying that you choose to or you choose not to, right? This is all part of the process. Be really patient with yourself. You're transforming. And sometimes that's a bumpy road, but be kind to yourself and speak to yourself the way that you would want, that you would talk to a friend or the way that you would talk to your child if they were struggling. in order to really permanently transform our body and our life, we have to first change the way that we think and talk. We have to change our vocabulary and up-level our thinking and our internal dialogue. Our thoughts create the feelings that will lead us to act in a certain way and therefore determine our results. So if you change your internal dialogue and your vocabulary, the way you talk about yourself and your program, you will feel differently and you will act differently. You'll get better results and you'll change your life. So there is no limit to your potential. I really truly believe that with God, all things are possible. So you can be that fraction of 1% that is successful and loses all of their excess weight and keeps it off long term. Why not you? You have the power inside of you. So harness the power of your thoughts and your words to get you where you want to go this year. To do what no one else does, like to be successful at weight loss, right? You have to do and think what no one else does. Okay? You got this. I believe in you. I hope you have a great week. If you are not in the Year of You program, I invite you to sign up for a free coaching call with me. I would love to help you to navigate your program and help you to determine a strategy that can work for you. And I only do 5 free calls a week, so be sure to sign up today. There's a link in the bio. Have a great day, you guys. Bye.